Good morning, and good morning to Ben Fogle, who's available to speak to us. Ben, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Frank.
I'm glad to hear that. I would expect you on a day like today to be halfway up a mountain somewhere, because we're getting bright sunshine here in Belfast. Don't tell me you're indoors.
Do you know what? I hate to say it, I am. It's a very rare occasion. I was away filming last week in Spain. Next week I'll be in Western Canada, but this week I am in England in a very cloudy London. So I think you've definitely got the best of the weather there in Belfast.
We totally have. Ben, you're known for the great outdoors, for your adventures, and indeed for every element that you take on. But I'm surprised that you've actually been chosen to highlight fashion this morning. Not that you're not a good-looking guy who's always very well-dressed, but you've been linked to this research that says men don't really have a say in what they wear.
Well, listen, I should put it into context. I'll tell you, the reason is because I'm now the brand ambassador for Racing Green, which is a label that has been around for a long time and is now part of Debenhams. So I got to have my first role as a model. I was out in the Caribbean doing all of those great poses that we all imagine models do, looking out into the distance, pointing. Which I have to say was a lot easier than some of the big kind of adventure challenges that I do. So I suppose the reason I'm chatting about this is because Debenhams have done this research that has found that 50% of men in relationships don't have full control over their choice of clothes. So basically the women in their lives, or the other men in their lives, choose their clothes for them. Now, I have to say, I've always been very confident with how I dress. It's never been a priority, but I've definitely kind of come up with a style that I know kind of suits who I am. And I think maybe as we all get a little bit older and we get more comfortable in our own skin and how, you know, we look and our hairstyles and things, I think maybe you become more confident in the clothing that you choose. But it is fascinating, isn't it, that 50% of men, and I don't know if you're one of those, doesn't necessarily have a say or a confidence in how they dress.
You see, I want to ask you about this. I'm, you know, I don't know if my wife passes any remarks on me at all, but I had the honour of interviewing your lovely wife not so long ago about an initiative that she was involved in, and she came across as the sort of girl who just might dictate slightly to you what you're wearing.
That's funny. I am married to a very strong woman who, which is why I love her. She definitely has a very strong sense of taste and ideas on life. But no, as it happens, I know she is happy with how I choose to dress. I remember actually when we first met nearly 12 years ago, one of the early comments was that she approved of how I dressed. So it's never actually come up, I don't think, since then. There's just been an assumption that I will choose the clothes that I'm going to wear. Occasionally, and actually this is another part of the research, she may tell me that I'm wearing something inappropriate, but inappropriate rather than something she doesn't like. So it's usually that I'm wearing a pair of shorts at an inappropriate time, like maybe going to dinner with friends or at a wedding.
You see, that's how I imagine you to be dressed. I would expect you to walk in and say, there's Fogle, look, he's the shorts
well,
on, he's just out of the jungle.
Well, you know, I can kind of, this is where the confidence comes, that actually I have started wearing shorts a lot more than I used to, and arguably I wear them nearly 12 months of the year now. And I think I can probably get away with, let's be honest, exactly as you just said, people will think, well, there he is, he's probably just got back from a jungle, which, to be honest, I probably have. But no, Marina, you know, she will definitely say if she does like something or she doesn't like something. But we're both quite strong-willed and we both have quite strong opinions anyway. But I would say that we're one of those 50% of the relationships where we both kind of make our own choices. But there's another fascinating statistic from this Debenhams research that says that 1 in 5 men don't even pack their own bags when they go on holiday. And that's amazing, because I can tell you if my wife had to pack my bag every time I went away, which is pretty much once or sometimes even twice a week, that would be a full-time job for her. And something tells me that I would be really wearing inappropriate clothes in the wrong climate. Because I'm not quite sure my wife, she's very worldly. I'm not sure she'd be able to guess what I need to wear in Outer Mongolia for 10 days filming.
I can understand that, but you are a special case. Some women are very imposing, aren't they, when it comes to the couple looking good when they're out. And I think fellas have to row against that to some extent, don't they?
I think, listen, it's there are so many parts of our life that that we differ in. When I say we differ, as in partners are going to be different. Now, for some people, fashion and clothing, and let's be honest, you've started this whole conversation by saying it's kind of weird to be chatting to me about it, and it kind of is, but it is a big part of our lives, isn't it? We have to, if we walked around naked, I think we'd probably get ourselves arrested. So we have to kind of clothe ourselves, and it is fascinating to divide the nation into those that just throw whatever they want on just to cover up the nakedness, those who do it for functionality, and those that do it because they really love fashion. And you only need to go into a newsagent or look online to see the number of fashion magazines, mainly women's, but there's quite a lot of men's as well out there, to know some people really, really care. And I suppose in the same way that some people might really, really care about dogs, or really, really care about, I'm trying to think of something else now,
football,
TV shows that they're watching, or really, really care about travel, and those things are really important in their lives. For a lot of people, fashion is very important, and they, for them, it's kind of their hobby, and it's the thing that they really look forward to and they aspire to. So I think you can't necessarily sniff at it, but yeah, as in you can't necessarily say it's wrong, but I think you're right that just looking good and if it's all about just the pure aesthetic, I think you have to think a little bit more, because let's be honest, there's more to us than just the clothes we wear. It's the personalities we have, and it's the conversations that we can have, and it's the humour that we can have. But all of that combined hopefully create an exciting package.
Absolutely. Let me ask you about this, because Buckingham Palace have just announced, indeed within the last few minutes, that His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh has decided he will no longer carry out any public engagements from the autumn of this year. I think we owe a debt of gratitude to the Duke.
Oh.
Yeah, he carried out many an engagement. I was lucky enough to attend one with him a number of years ago. He's elderly now and probably not in the best of health. Any of us who work into our 90s, I think you got to give him a thumbs up, don't you?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, to be honest, that's quite a relief, because I think we've all been obsessed with social media today, terrified that it was going to be something more serious than that. But I think, he's in his 90s. I've met him many times over the years through the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme, and he's a charming, incredible man, and he has genuinely sacrificed his life for the nation. I really do believe that. I think he has done an astonishing job standing by Her Majesty's side. So I think we owe him a huge debt of gratitude. I am a royalist, and for those who are offended by that, apologies. But that's certainly my opinion.
The Duke of Edinburgh Awards scheme, that's right up your street, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I did it at school. I've handed out many awards over the years. And it kind of, for me, it's what I really want to encourage more and more youngsters to do, to get out, enjoy the wilderness. For me, it's so important that children have access to outside spaces. And also, obviously, the Duke of Edinburgh Award combines that with skills that you can learn. It combines it with social activities, working with the elderly, working with charities. And I think that there's a lot that the youth of today can get out of the Duke of Edinburgh Award scheme that you can't necessarily get out of the education system. And that does go back to the Duke of Edinburgh, who has really pursued and pushed all of that. So, I certainly take my hat off to him.
And they're also saying that Her Majesty will continue to carry out a full programme of official engagements. Some stamina.
But of course she will. She's astonishing, isn't she? I kind of hope that she does at least kind of ease up a little bit, just because I think, she needs to enjoy her latter years. But I also think that she is so kind of wedded to her role that I don't think she'll ever slow down.
Ben, it's good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is the adventurer Ben Fogle. So who dictates the dress policy in your house? You can let us know. 90 333 105. 90 333 105.